Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
5.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
In World War Peacemaker, investigation begins. I'm Elliot Francis. At this hour, Israelis and many world leaders are attending the funeral of former President Shimon Peres in Jerusalem. President Obama reflected on their friendship.
I could not be more honored to be in Jerusalem to say farewell to my friend Shimon Peres, who showed us that justice and hope are at the heart of the Zionist idea.
Peres died Wednesday at age 93. Let's day one of the investigation of Thursday's crash of a New Jersey transit train. NTSB Vice Chair Bella Dinsar.
Our investigation will continue here on scene for 7 to 10 days. And our mission is to not just understand what happened, but to understand why it happened so that we can prevent it from happening again.
That crash in Hoboken, New Jersey killed one and injured more than 100. I'm Elliot Francis. 6-year-old Jacob Hall is still fighting for his life after a teen opened fire at a South Carolina elementary school Wednesday. The family says he sustained a major brain injury from loss of blood and is on life support. Rebecca Honeycutt is Jacob Hall's great aunt.
The little boy that went to school that Wednesday is gone. We'll never have that back. So how do we feel? We feel a tremendous loss, a tremendous sadness, because we lost a very, very special little boy.
Donald Trump is denying a Newsweek report that he explored business opportunities in Cuba in the late 1990s, apparently in violation of the U.S. embargo. Here's Trump with New Hampshire's NH1 News.
This guy who has a very bad reputation as a reporter, you see what his record is. He wrote something about me in Cuba. No, I never did anything in Cuba. I never did a deal in Cuba.
Court claims Trump executives visited the island to meet with business officials. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The cost of drugs used to execute a prisoner in Virginia has grown by more than 30 times over under a new state contract. What used to cost about $500 last year now costs $16,500 per death. That's the cost of buying drugs in secret from compounding pharmacies that create the lethal doses by hand, rather than pharmaceutical firms that have gotten out of the execution business. Governor Terry McAuliffe chose the secrecy route to protect the pharmacists from liability over the electric chair, a cheaper option preferred by Republican lawmakers. Police in two Maryland counties are grappling with a double murder and suicide involving a retired Army officer, his wife, and son. The tragedy started in Bel Air, north of Baltimore, when officers found a woman shot dead in a bathtub in her home.
While on the scene, we received information from the Prince George's County Police Department that there was a father and son apparent murder-suicide circumstance involving residents of the house as well.
Major William Davis with the Harford County Sheriff's Office says the father of the family, retired Army officer Nazir Sadiq, shot his wife, then drove to College Park, shot his son, a college student, then himself. A note was left behind. We don't know what it said. There are at least 19 new voters in Harrisonburg, Virginia, and they have one thing in common. They're all dead. The case came to light when the family of one of the deceased received a note in the mail congratulating him for registering. An investigation by the FBI and local police now underway. None of the 19 has actually had a vote counted. In Maryland, online absentee voting is now a thing, but cybersecurity experts are warning it probably shouldn't be. They say the system's vulnerable to tampering and privacy invasions. All registered voters in the state are allowed to request absentee ballots. Whether they use them or not is another story. The State Board of Election certified the online voting system earlier this month, despite the objections of computer scientists who say this is not going to end well. The saga between the Howard County Sheriff and County Executive is getting more intense.
It all stems from a report that found Sheriff James Fitzgerald created a hostile work environment. County Executive Alan Kittleman wants Sheriff Fitzgerald to resign. Yesterday, he said that wouldn't happen. Now, Kittleman has sent a letter to the county state delegation in Annapolis asking them to explore the options for impeaching the sheriff, saying that while he knows it's an extreme step, he sees no other recourse. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens at 18,143, the NASDAQ at 52.69. In sports, Thursday night football, the Bengals beat the Dolphins, the Nats beat the Diamondbacks, the Orioles over the Blue Jays. WMAL News Times 504 up next, traffic and weather, then mornings on the mall on WMAL.
Depression. It defined who I was for so long. I couldn't focus at work, I had difficulty sustaining relationships, and I struggled with the side effects from my prescription medications.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
It's a non-drug therapy and it's completely non-invasive. I can go by myself and drive myself home. TMS therapy changed my life. And now, over a year after my remission, I'm feeling great. I don't know why I waited for so long.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now. Now accepting most insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
Hey, DC, have you heard? Southwest has brand new routes, like the ones from Washington Dulles International Airport to Orlando. So you can say yes to flying to great new places, and as always, yes to low fares, with nothing to hide. That's transparency. Book now at southwest.com. Service starts 11/6/16.
Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We have a crash on the Beltway, Maryland, and Bethesda on the Interloop. So if you're coming from 270 and heading over to College Park, Interloop before you get to Connecticut Avenue, just happened. Fire and Rescue is just getting to the scene here, and the right side is blocked. So no delay at this time. So you come up on this abruptly here on the Interloop again between 355 and Connecticut Avenue. Outer Loop, all of your lanes are open, and elsewhere really off to a relatively quiet start here on 270 out of Annapolis and Bowie. 50 looks good. Virginia, no troubles to report around the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Scattered showers will continue from this morning to the afternoon with a high of 67. More rain tonight with a low of 65. Finally, a drying trend during the weekend. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 63 in Woodbridge, 59 in Beltsville, 64 at Reagan National. It's not cool to compare politicians to Hitler, but the president of the Philippines has done just that to himself. Get the latest at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL. It's 5:08. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry, getting this Friday off right for you. Coming up at 7:05, Representative Tom Davis talk about the proposed meal tax in Fairfax County. At 8:05, Trevor Maddich, our Redskins analyst, to give us a preview of the game against the Browns. At 8:15, Governor John Sununu, one of our favorite guests. And he's here to talk about a candidate he's endorsing now after much, much consternation. And at 8:35, Brett Baer, Fox News. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
All right, so here's a question for you this morning. You know, do you do everything that you can do to pay as little federal taxes as possible? If you had an opportunity and a loophole presented itself, Would you pay no federal taxes if you could legally get away with it? I want to hear what you think about that. 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. I raise this because it's become an issue out on the campaign trail. You know, during the last debate, some people suggested that maybe Donald Trump had not paid any federal taxes in years past, and he said, in sort of an aside, that makes me smart. Hillary Clinton went after him yesterday for that.
He actually is proud of the fact that he lets everybody else pay taxes. He says that makes him smart. Well, I'll tell you what, if not paying taxes makes him smart, what does that make the rest of us? My husband and I have put 40 years of our tax returns out into the public. You can go and look at them, and you can see that we've been blessed. And we're grateful for that, but we have paid the highest marginal tax rates, and we are glad we could.
Well, that's what she lays out yesterday, and she attacks Donald Trump for that comment that he made during the last debate that paying no federal taxes would make him smart. He's not actually said that that is the case, but he said if that's the case, then it would make me a smart man. Well, you know, what do you think about that? Do you feel like it's smart to try to avoid paying federal taxes if you can? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WML. I've been sort of bothered by this whole line of attack, and I'm very careful about my income tax returns. When you're in an industry where you throw rocks at people, you know, you want to make sure that everything's on the up and up. And I always pay everything that I am supposed to pay. And I don't, if there's a question about it, I err on the side of paying the tax and going ahead doing that. However, that said, I also work very hard to take every legitimate deduction I can possibly get. And I don't know any American who would not do the same. I mean, what are you going to do? Are you going to pass up, you know, some opportunity that's just laying there, money on the table, and you're going to let the government have it if you can't? No, sir. I think it's a fine American tradition to do everything you can within the means of the law to pay as little tax as you possibly can. And if Donald Trump has an opportunity and can manipulate things in a way and use the rules to his advantage in such a way that he doesn't have to pay any federal tax, I say more power to him. I wish I could figure out how to do that legally. So I don't look at it as a bad thing, because what happens? You give it to the federal government, what are they going to do? They're going to go waste it. 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Are you smart if you do this, as Donald Trump says, or do you think it's a bad thing to not pay any federal taxes? I'd love for you to weigh in this morning.
Yeah, this sanctimonious tone, this higher, holier-than-thou sanctimonious tone that Hillary Clinton is posturing with here, you know, suggesting that there's, and this goes back to Joe Biden when he said, you know, it's time to do your patriotic duty, time to pay more taxes, as if love of country is linked to forfeiting your property to the government, is absolutely obscene and goes against, it literally goes against what our founders believed. I mean, if you care about our nation and you care about how our nation was founded, then you should be right in line with anybody who is trying to limit the amount of money that is confiscated by the government. And I don't see this as a winning argument, and I hope that Trump owns it and owns her over it. I think the average American is going to say, yeah, of course it's smart to legally avoid paying whatever taxes you have to, because guess what? This is the system that they created. This giant tax code with what you call loopholes, I call, you know, laws. They're just, it's not, a loophole makes it sound like you're getting away with something.
Yeah.
They've written it into law, and they have created a system that forces each of us to go through our spending and go through our lives and detail every single element of it so that we can reduce our gross income number that is going, our taxable income number. They've created the system, and now they're going to chastise us and point the finger of blame at us and shame us for actually living by the system that they have created. How dare they? Either give us a flat tax and then we'll all pay the same based on what we've made, or keep the system that you've got and just keep your mouth shut if people actually take advantage of the system you've created.
Right. You know, and isn't it a little rich that Hillary Clinton is talking derisively about Donald Trump for taking advantage of a loophole. I mean, who is the queen of taking advantage of legal loopholes? It would be Hillary and her husband, Bill. To the phone lines we go. Mike in Crofton, you're on with Brian and Larry this morning. You know, do you think it's smart to avoid federal taxes, or does Hillary have a point?
Oh, I think Hillary, the biggest hypocrite, and anyone that supports her is a hypocrite also. I would ask them this question. Does Hillary spend money on other people, or does she take her own time and effort to minimize how much taxes she pays? If yes, then she's agreeing with Donald Trump. If she's intentionally paying more money than she has to, then at least she's being consistent, even if it's stupid. But if you're not intentionally paying more than you have to, then you're doing the same thing Donald Trump does. You're doing the same thing I try to do. All of us try to do.
Hey, and Mike, listen, it's a great point, but you just waded into something that is very important here, because you know, whether she's consistent or not is really makes no difference to me. You know, moral consistency is hardly the measure of what makes a good president. But she's not saying, oh, he's inconsistent. She's not saying that he's immoral. Here's specifically what she's saying.
He actually is proud of the fact that he lets everybody else pay taxes. He says that makes him smart. Well, I'll tell you what, if not paying taxes makes him smart, what does that make the rest of us?
And I think, Mike, you just seized on it. Let's play this out for a minute. If Hillary Clinton pays more taxes than she is legally required to pay, what does that make her, Mike?
I think it makes her stupid.
It absolutely makes her stupid.
I do too.
But she doesn't. So not only is she is not stupid, but she's a hypocrite.
Yeah. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. But that really is the question. She's asking the rhetorical question. Well, if not paying his taxes, you know, and by the way, has Donald Trump ever been accused of tax fraud or of any sort? God knows, he said he gets audited every year.
Yeah.
And he's never, as far as I know, been levied a fine or a penalty or of any kind. So he's acting legally within the system, and he's paying as little taxes as possible. And Hillary Clinton says, that makes him smart. What does that make the rest of us? Okay, what's your answer? What does that make the rest of you?
Well, more of your call straight ahead. Are you smart if you avoid taxes, or do you think, as Hillary does, that makes, you're not very bright? You're not not being very patriotic is what her suggestion is. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
5:15 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten, right there in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And good Friday morning. Here we go. Beltway, Bethesda, the crash quickly cleared out of that right lane, but the watch might see some activity on the shoulder as you come off at 270. Interloop, just past 355 before you get to Connecticut Avenue. And really, that's about the only thing on that stretch of the Beltway over toward to College Park. We're good through Greenbelt, Largo, Wilson Bridge. No backups to report. 295 either direction. Heading across the 11th Street Bridge, each direction of the freeway, your travel lanes are open. Hey, Virginia, 66. This is a great time to hit the roads running here out of Manassas through Centerville to the Beltway without any delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We still got some danger out there in coastal areas. Coastal flood warning is going to stay in effect until midnight tonight. Meanwhile, today it's cloudy with a few showers here and there. High of 67 degrees. Looking at a 40% chance of rain today. Tonight, mostly cloudy with showers and a few thunderstorms as another cell swells up overnight with a low of 65. And those showers will last through tomorrow morning, Saturday, and then cloudy in the afternoon, high of 78. And Sunday, looking like we get a break from the rain. Sunday right now is looking like partly cloudy skies, highs in the upper 70s. Good day for that Redskins game. Right now, 64 degrees at 517.
The Nation's Gun Show is back. Dulles Expo Center this weekend. 1,300 tables, over 2 miles of everything you need for the shooting sports and more. The Nation's Gun Show, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Dulles Expo. More info and coupons at cegunshows.com.
Is proud of the fact that he lets everybody else pay taxes. He says that makes him smart. Well, I'll tell you what, if not paying taxes makes him smart, what does that make the rest of us?
Well, there's Hillary Clinton on the campaign trail going after Donald Trump, because during the debate he said this. Listen very quickly. Here's the exchange that she's referring to.
Maybe he doesn't want the American people, all of you watching tonight,
to know that he's paid nothing in federal taxes, because the only years that anybody's ever seen were a couple of years when he had to turn them over to state authorities when he was trying to get a casino license, and they showed he didn't pay any federal income tax. So
that makes
if
me
he's
smart.
Paid zero, that means zero for troops.
No, he says it makes him smart. Do you agree or disagree? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Jeff in Prince William, good morning. You're on with Brian and Larry.
Good morning, gentlemen. I would say that that does make him smart. He's only taken advantage of the system the way it is, which is all the more evidence why we need a flat rate tax where you have a lower flat rate, but there's no exemptions, no deductions. Everybody has skin in the game. And finally, the problem in our government is not necessarily our taxation system. It's the spending.
Yes, absolutely. I agree with you on that one. Thank you very much, Jeff. Eileen in Gainesville, you're up next with Brian and Larry. Hello.
Guys, good show. Hey, I just wanted to say, a federal income tax is only one very small, narrow taxation that we all pay. How about what Donald Trump has paid in real estate taxes, in permitting licenses to put up his hotels, in all the building materials that go into these hotels and casinos that were taxed, taxed, taxed? How about the taxes he pays on his employees? I mean, if federal income tax is the only tax that existed, they might have an argument. This guy's been taxed in a million ways and given in a million ways that Hillary has never contributed to the country.
And let me just ask you the question. If it presented itself to you that you could take a legal deduction, it would mean you pay absolutely no federal taxes, would you take it?
Absolutely.
Do you know anybody who would not take it?
Well, and I think I'm better at deciding where my money should go than the government. And if she uses that argument about the troops, I've had four kids serve in the U.S. military. I don't need my federal taxes going to wasteful things for them. I've given my own flesh and blood over to serve. And I would also say, we all know, we all donate to things that we really, truly believe in. And I think the federal government, the waste and corruption that we see, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
If we cannot give them money, I'm happy to not do it.
Thank you, Eileen. And this whole idea that she props up the federal government and our military spending as a charity that should get donations from her, and that you're morally incomplete if you're not giving your fair share, is obnoxious. One other thing, did you notice this part of her little statement yesterday?
Well, I'll tell you what.
What is that?
Where was she?
That's Hillary Clinton doing a...
Well, I'll tell you what, if not...
I'll tell you something about his taxes.
Yeah, that's one of my phrases. Was she in Texas? She couldn't possibly have been in Texas.
Hey, in Texas?
No. How about Andy in Fairfax? Andy, you're up next with Brian and Larry. What do you think there?
Good morning. Us tax-dodging deplorables just don't want to pay our fair share. I don't get it. This country's upside down. How could a whole room of people cheer about paying tax?
Well, because first of all, I hate to paint with a broad brush, but to go back to Mitt Romney's 47% contention from 4 years ago, there are 47% of Americans who don't pay any federal taxes and are on the receiving end of benefits, many of them. So they don't have the skin in the game, and many of them are like, yeah, they should be paying more.
They should be paying for the sake and support me.
In fact, it's important to tell you, Andy, and thank you for that, the preface before getting to this line where she said, I'll tell you what, if that makes him smart, what does that make the rest of us? Leading up to that moment, she talked about all of the programs that she was going to start spending money on. And she said, and people ask, how are we going to pay for it? I'll tell you how we're going to pay for it. The wealthy are finally going to pay their fair share. So they're all excited about that. This is a room full of people in Des Moines, Iowa, by the way, where they are thrilled with the idea of Hillary Clinton doing a Robin Hood on their behalf and taking money from those wealthy who don't pay their fair share. And Donald Trump has now become the personage of that.
And more of your call straight ahead, 522.
Do you suffer from knee or back pain? Call now for pain-relieving braces and non-surgical options at little or no cost to you with Medicare or private insurance. Call for free information and free shipping. 800-888-KNEE. 800-888-KNEE.
There are no miracles in science, but there is the brand new Esotique XV from Chamonix. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. This fourth generation Esotique makes the look of crow's feet, laugh lines, forehead wrinkles, old scars, and even skin redness history. I gotta tell you, this product is brand new, but I've been using it for a week and I already see the difference when I look in the mirror. Call now to try Esotique XV for a whole month absolutely free. Call 800-525-2720. For only a small shipping fee, Chamonix will rush you the brand new Esotique XV to experience in the comfort of your own home. You'll see lines, wrinkles, and redness disappear from your face or you won't pay. Call right now and you'll get the new Liposomal Deep Firming Serum as a free gift just for trying Esotique XV today. Call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. Call now. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. That's 800-525-2720.
You know, I've been talking about my friend Frank Prindle and the Associates of RE/MAX Allegiance for years now. I've mentioned Frank's military service, his West Point education. You've heard about his no-risk guaranteed sales system and his ability to deliver results on time and for more money than other local agents with similar guarantees. With over 25 years in the D.C. metro real estate market, Frank's experience consistently delivers results for his clients, and that's why when Thomas received military orders to move out of state, he called Frank Prindle. Thomas had just completed remodeling the kitchen of his Waldorf home and wanted to recoup his money. Frank cranked up his marketing and after one full weekend sold Thomas's home for well over list price. The nation's leading authority on real estate and Shark Tank co-star Barbara Corcoran only recommends Frank Prindle in the Metro DC area out of thousands of agents. So call Frank Prindle today at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538, online at itrustfrank.com.
It's 525. Now WMAL, traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Larry, I tell you what, we had a crash.
I tell you what,
we got rid of one accident on the Beltway in Bethesda, and we have another one. So Interloop, as you come off of 270 and head around to Connecticut Avenue, you're fine. Accident gone, no delay. However, if you're coming from River Road and you're heading up around to the split of 270 and around toward Old Georgetown Road, that's where we have our second crash. That's along the right side, and I do see a little bit of brake lights through there. So again, just use caution, Interloop north of River Road. For 270, a little bit of the brake lights just starting to form, coming out of Frederick, across the Monocacy, passing Route 80 Urbana, no surprises there. Maryland, this is good. On 95, no problems between the Baltimore Beltway and our Beltway. Virginia, 95, off to a quiet start out of Stafford and through to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Some drier air will finally move in later in the weekend. In the meantime, some more showers from this morning to the afternoon with a high of 67. Rain will continue tonight with a low of 65. Showers in early tomorrow, then cloudy with a high of 78. Partly cloudy 79 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAS.
Right now, 64 degrees at 526.
We're talking about this statement by Hillary Clinton yesterday. She's really attacking Donald Trump because, Donald Trump said he would be smart to not pay federal taxes. He made that little aside during the debate. And she says, look, she's suggesting that it's un-American to not pay federal taxes. I think it's very American to take every deduction that you should take. What do you think? The phone lines are open. John in D.C., you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning, John.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're good.
Good. Some of you listeners may remember that back in 1992, when Bill Clinton first ran for president and he and Hillary released their tax returns, it showed their itemized deductions. And it showed that Hillary had prepared the document and they had declared Chelsea's old teddy bear and Bill's used underwear on their items of charitable donations.
Yeah, I remember Rush Limbaugh had a whole thing on this because that they donated it to Goodwill or something and took a deduction
for
it.
All their old junk and taking advantage of every, quote, loophole that it could be. And as you said, Larry, these are laws enacted for the benefit of the people. And if you take advantage of them, you're not taking advantage of the government. You're taking advantage of what they give you.
Yeah, they live and die on this system that they've created in Washington. And by they, I mean the people who are proponents of the giant, all-controlling, all-determinant federal government. They create this system where they've got these high-paid lawyers, these high-paid lobbyists who spend all this money and wine and dine them so that they can get a one-line item in our giant tax code written so that their clients can get a tax deduction. Mm-hmm. They love the system. They live off the system. They've dined out on the system for decades. And now when they've got somebody who's actually utilized the system to his full advantage, they publicly shame them and suggest that he's evil. It's really despicable behavior.
It is 528 on WMAL.
Does your old heating and air conditioning system need to be replaced? Call ARS Rescue Router. Right now, we're offering up to $1,450 off on new system purchases or no interest, no payments for a year. Call ARS Rescue Router today for a no-cost, no-obligation estimate. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Things change, and that's a good thing. Kids head off to college into the world and start paying their own bills for once. You and your wife get to know each other again, and that automotive labor of love you've never had time for, it's waiting in the garage. So change is good, but it brings questions, such as, what's your plan? Which brings us to the Mutual Fund Store. We've joined forces with Financial Engines and changed our name. Now, at Financial Engines, you'll still get the same personalized retirement plan from a trusted advisor who sits on your side of the table as a fiduciary, doing what's right for you. But we also offer more than mutual funds and more tools, including more powerful research to build a plan that helps you get where you want to go, no matter what's changing around you. The first step is to let us show you the power of a great plan and how Financial Engines can make that happen. Visit FinancialEngines.com today.
This is King Greer of Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to help make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit FinancialEngines.com.
This is Charles Osgood. Remember racing your friends or your brother or sister to see who is the fastest? Being fast was so important. But today, fast means so much more than bragging rights. And the race is even more important because fast is the sign of strokes. F-A-S-T. F, facial drooping. A, arms weakness. S, slurred speech. T, time to call 911. Win the race against stroke. Learn fast. Learn more at strokeassociation.org.
Coming up on WMAL, we've got Redskins news, not just the game, but, you know, all the off-the-field stuff that goes along with the Redskins. And Britney Spears, who says that she's really happy she's in her 30s because her 20s were terrible. All that coming up.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The funeral of former Israeli President and Prime Minister Shimon Peres was held in Jerusalem this morning. President Obama was the event's final speaker.
I could not be more honored to be in Jerusalem to say farewell to my friend Shimon Peres, who showed us that justice and hope are at the heart of the Zionist idea.
When execution drugs became all but impossible to find, Virginia passed a law allowing the drugs to be special ordered in secret, a move that would protect the pharmacist from liability. But now we're learning under that new deal, the cost of drugs for a single execution is $16,500. That's 30 times more than it cost a year ago. Governor Terry McAuliffe's office says that's the cost of doing business. Republican leaders have suggested the electric chair is an option if drugs became scarce. Federal investigators continue to sift through the wreckage of yesterday's transit train crash in Hoboken, New Jersey, that killed a young mother who was standing on the platform. They're looking for clues that can explain why the train was going so fast, or perhaps didn't even slow down as it entered the station. More than 100 people were injured. More passes are being issued for the hottest ticket in town, the National Museum of African American History and Culture, but you'll need to plan your visit for next year. The museum's booked solid the rest of 2016. The passes available online at the museum's website on Monday are for January through March of next year. They are free. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,143, the NASDAQ at 5269. In sports, Thursday night football, the Bengals beat the Dolphins. The Nats beat the Diamondbacks, a magic number for home field playoff advantage down to 2. And the O's shut out the Blue Jays. Those two teams are now tied for the top wild card spot with 3 games to play. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Money doesn't come with instructions. Hi, I'm Rick Edelman. When my wife Jean and I started Edelman Financial Services, we were committed to serving each client's best interests. Now, 30 years later, we still operate the same way. So we invite you to take advantage of our straightforward, common-sense approach to financial planning to help you prepare for retirement and achieve your financial goals. Come, let us help you with your financial planning and managing your investments. We have 6 offices in Maryland and Northern Virginia, and you'll enjoy spending time with an Edelman financial planner. Just call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-752-6742. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Because, after all, money doesn't come with instructions.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
We can save energy. We can save money. We can win by putting Novex Energy Efficiency Game Plan into action. Let's do this.
Hold that thermostat to 68 degrees in the winter. Use Novex Online Energy Playbook for ways to save.
Coach, the power bill just came in.
Touchdown. We lowered our power bill with Novex. Winning ways to save.
Win big by going to Novex.com and putting your savings game plan into action today.
You know, the only thing wrong with baseball season is that it has to end. So I'm going to extend it as long as I can at home by getting my yard ready for some fall ball. And the best place to start is at Long Fence, with all fences, decks, and pavers now 25% off. I went to longfence.com, got a free estimate, and even qualified for financing. Go long with Long Fence and 25% off for a limited time.
Everything we do makes a difference.
Thirty-five at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland on 270, just keep alert in the local lanes, especially for the crash. Southbound 270, right as you pass 28, had one lane blocked in the local lanes. I'm not seeing any delays yet at this early hour. And the main lines as you come out of the Frederick area, just passing the Monocacy, slowing, and on the approach to Route 80 Urbana, heading down toward 109. You have a little bit of that stop and go. On the Beltway, north of River Road, if you're heading on the inner loop, past the 270 split toward Old Georgetown Road, before you get to Old Georgetown Road with the crash, one lane blocked, a little bit of stop and go through there. Otherwise, the Beltway looks fantastic. Maryland, Virginia, without any problems reported. And a little bit of the brake lights, Virginia on 95 as you head into Aquia and toward the Occoquan. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
There will still be showers moving through today with a high eventually near 67. More rain tonight with a low of 65 than drier conditions during the weekend. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it is 61 degrees in Leesburg, 59 in Germantown, 63 at Reagan National. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
It is 5:36 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:05 this morning, Representative Tom Davis on a Fairfax meal tax proposal. At 8:05, Trevor Maddich will talk about the Redskins game against the Browns. And at 8:15, Governor John Sununu will join us to talk about this election season. 8:35, it's Brett Baer from your Fox News channel. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
What's your favorite decade of your life? Not favorite decade in history. Clearly, the greatest decade in history is the 1980s. Ronald Reagan was president, and Duran Duran was on the radio. Come on.
Okay.
That's all you need.
Well, that's...
And MTV was cool. But no, I'm asking you, what's the greatest decade of your life? Yeah, like, do you break your life down into the 20s, the 30s, the 40s, your teen years, your 50s, your 60s, and I'll go on and on, but we don't have time. Yeah, you know what I mean? So do you do that? And which one was your favorite? What is the best age to be alive? In your 30s? In your 40s, in your 20s, 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. I ask you this because that old sage, Britney Spears, is looking back on her life now in an interview with British television, and she's reached a conclusion.
I like my 30s away more than my 20s. Yeah. 20s were horrible. And seven, in my teens was fun, but I like 30s. 30s is great.
30s is great. Teens were fun. You know, when you're in your 30s, you know, you don't have a whole lot to look back on.
Yeah.
But she said her teens were fun. Her 20s were horrible. Now, think about it. Her 20s is when she gained worldwide attention and fame.
Right.
It's when she made all of her money. When she, but it also, she had some issues, right? She was sort of tabloid fodder.
Yeah, she was.
She became that. But all of her own doing, by the way. And now she's decided that her 30s are the best. And it occurred to me, the 30s are pretty cool.
Yeah.
When you're in your 30s, you get a lot going on there. I liked the 30s because that's when I finally became a father. But it wasn't until my 40s where I really felt, you know, both professionally and personally fulfilled, and where, you know, now I'm parenting my kids in a way where I feel like it's even more important because two of them are in their teens. And my son is almost 12, and that's a very formidable age for a young man. Yes, I was a father in my 30s, and I love being a father. But, you know, they were all like babies and toddlers. And it's like, it's fun, but it's also just a lot of poop and just, you know, snot and stuff like that. So I'm really enjoying my 40s. But if I put a gun to my head and I had to tell you, I'd say 30s are the best because you're still young enough and healthy enough to do an all-nighter and have a whole lot of fun, but you got enough money to pay for it.
Well, there is.
What do you think? What was your favorite decade? 888-630-WMA.
Yeah, listen, my early, my 20s, I was poor as a church mouse. I didn't have two nickels to rub together. I mean, I literally lived paycheck to paycheck as I was, you know, coming up through the ranks and small market television and trying to learn my craft. The 30s were pretty good to me. I have to say, I think it was the 30s that I found professional success. I started to make some decent money. I felt pretty comfortable about how things were going. I actually arrived in Washington, D.C. shortly after my 30th birthday. So I actually think that was the 30s and through the 40s were pretty good. I'd like to think, though, that my best decade is yet to come. I like to be optimistic about these kind of things and look forward. And, you know, I still have some great hope that the decade that I'm in now will be, when I look back on it, the best one ever.
Well, sure. And listen, and that's very nice and almost Hallmark card-esque, actually.
Thank you. I worked on that.
You should write it down and trademark it. Yeah. It was very nice.
The best is yet to come.
But obviously, you know, we're right now reflecting.
Yes,
none of this in some way precludes
your question.
The future decade being the better.
The 40s were not bad.
Yeah.
They were good. But I mean, you know, looking back on it, when I was really jazzed about what I was doing and very excited about learning my craft and moving into a big market television thing. Professionally, I think, more than anything else, I look at the 30s as a time of real growth, and I really enjoyed it.
I think also the cool thing about the 30s, for a lot of people, that's when they become parents, for many people, and it's true. But the burden of being a parent doesn't really hit until your 40s, I think. And listen, a lot of people can become parents in their 20s, too, and I'm not taking anything away from that. But I think generally these days, at least most of my friends, all became parents in their early 30s. And it's fun. It's that's the fun part of being a parent, because the kids, you know, they don't cost that much. You still get a lot of presents from the grandparents to offset the costs that you had. And it's fun having babies and toddlers around. It's just fun. When you're in your 40s, it becomes serious when you're parenting your kids, because suddenly they've got brains and they can think and talk back, which is very annoying. But also, you really feel like you're forming their minds and their moral spirit going forward. You were a big part of that, at least.
Right.
But the burden is there. The heavy burden, not just the financial burden, but also the spiritual burden. When you realize, oh my gosh, like I realize right now I'm parenting an almost 17-year-old and a 15-year-old. I mean, they're you know, a couple of years away from being out of my direction. They're being on their own. That's a huge burden.
Yeah.
It weighs on
that's
me.
That's scary.
And that's not as fun. 30s, fun.
Yeah.
20s are fun, but it's like stupid fun, and you're not, you know. Bob in College Park, you're on WMAO. What was your favorite decade, Bob?
I would say in my 40s was I was able to afford to travel as much as I wanted to, and now I'm not sure whether or not I could do a lot of the stuff as far as traveling, you know, for example, flying, you know, all the way to Japan one way, you know, 13 hours on a plane.
Oh, because for health concerns?
Yeah.
No, not health concerns. Just as like, I'm sure I could still do it again, but I'm thinking like, gee, can I do it again? That's the question.
Ah, yeah. No, that's fair, Bob. All right, so Bob says his 40s. Mm. You say your 30s. I say my 30s.
Yeah.
And, well, you know, our great executive producer, Heather Hunter, really only has the 20s to reflect on.
Yes, I know.
Once she hits the 30s.
She's just still a child.
Exactly. No? Are you? Oh, I had no idea.
She says she's 35.
Okay. Well, we'll let the people at the Birchmere tomorrow night be the judge of that. It's 5:43 on
That's a good story, Heather. I'd stick with that one.
On WMAL.
Does your old heating and air conditioning system need to be replaced? Call McCarthy Services today for a no-cost, no-obligation estimate. We're offering up to $1,450 off new system purchases or no interest, no payments for a year. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. On Wednesday, service members and their families at Fort Lee, Virginia, asked President Obama tough questions during a town hall meeting. The commander-in-chief covered varied topics, including the Syrian civil war, protests during the playing of the national anthem, and the act of sending 600 additional U.S. troops to Iraq to help in the coming offensive against ISIL. You can get the full story at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions, for a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
5:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten. She is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And they call it mellow around the Beltway, Virginia. Annandale, Tysons, no problems on the Greenway. Toll Road out of Leesburg, good. 95, just a little bit of those brake lights in Aquia and Woodbridge. Now on the Beltway, Maryland, as you're heading north from River Road on that inner loop stretch, if you continue toward Old Georgetown Road at the split, right around that big curve, that's where crews are clearing up a crash there. Had one lane blocked just still a few moments ago and just a little bit of volume, so just be prepared for that. On 270 through Urbana and down past 109, slowing. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
So drier air will finally move in later in the weekend. In the meantime, some more showers from this morning to the afternoon with a high of 67. Rain will continue tonight with a low of 65. Showers in early tomorrow, then cloudy with a high of 78. Partly cloudy 79 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 64 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Back and Knee Pain Hotline.
Do you suffer from knee or back pain? Call now for pain-relieving braces and non-surgical options at little or no cost to you with Medicare or private insurance. Call for free information and free shipping. 800-888-KNEE. 800-888-KNEE.
Now we got some Redskins news, sort of interesting stuff. Of course, you know, the Redskins play the Browns. And am I correct? RG3 is not playing.
That is correct. Yeah. He is on an injured list.
Yeah, because you know, you were sort of hoping.
I was.
You were looking forward to that.
Who wasn't? Who wasn't looking forward to RG3 coming back into Washington, D.C. and playing the Redskins?
Why is he not playing? Remind me again.
He got injured in the first game.
Oh, yes. The fragile as a piece of glass.
Poor guy. I don't know
RG3.
Why you want to make fun of a man for getting hurt.
Yeah, well, I don't
I'd like to see you strap a helmet on. You're not making fun of fragile as an egg, and you're not making fun of him.
I said fragile as a piece of glass.
Yeah, why don't you strap on some pads there,
listen,
Hoss?
I'm just saying, you know, not surprising. But anyway, so that's going on. And by the way, to that point, as we always do before the game, Trevor Maddich, our WMAL Redskins analyst, will join us to give us his sense of how that game is going to shape up. You know, last week, pretty good game. We won in a game that many people thought we wouldn't, so the hope is that we can get to 2-2
2-2 after four games would be a good place to be, better than, of course, where we were a couple games back. All right, so on that point, now, there's another thing happening with the Redskins. It has nothing to do with what happens on the football field. It has to do with their trademark, the name Redskins, which, as you know, in some quarters is rather controversial. I have no issue with saying Redskins. I'll say it again, Redskins, Redskins, Redskins. I got no problem with that, but some people do, and, you know, there have been challenges to that as a trademark. Well, here's an interesting little story. There is a case that has just been taken up by the Supreme Court, and it is about this Asian rock band, and I'm going to give you the name. Some people may find it offensive, but I think we need to say the name so that you understand why it's an issue. The name of the band is The Slants. They're an Asian rock group called The Slants. Some people have said that's an offensive trademark, and you can't have it. That case is going to go all the way to the Supreme Court, and the question seems to be whether or not a restriction on a trademark like that is a violation of the band's First Amendment rights to free speech. And so that's going to be a very interesting case to watch. And whatever happens there may well have ramifications for the ongoing battle over the Redskins trademark.
Yep. Yeah, it should be very interesting to follow that. And yeah, it'll be very interesting to follow that, considering the current makeup of the Supreme Court, where we are still deadlocked in a 4-4 situation. Meanwhile, in other Washington, D.C. sporting news, for those of you who are not yet ready to give up on baseball because, well, let's face it, postseason time is just three games away. The Washington Nationals have three more games versus the Marlins down in Miami. And it is important what happens in these three games because it will determine who gets home field advantage in the first round of the playoffs. It appears at this point it is locked in that the Nationals will play the Los Angeles Dodgers, but it's still an open question as to whether it will be a home series for the Nationals versus the Dodgers. Right now, the Nationals are sitting pretty. They are two games ahead of the Dodgers, and there are three games to play. So, I mean, they could lock
now,
it up.
How does
tonight.
That work? I mean, so if the Nats win and the Dodgers lose, it's done.
It's done. Yeah. We just need a combination of that, of the Nats winning and the Dodgers losing. Any combination. The Nats could lose all three games, but if the Dodgers also lose two of those three games,
what if they both win all their games?
That way, if there is a tie, if they win all their games, then the Nats win. So the only thing that's going to hurt the Nats is if the Nats lose all three games and the Dodgers win all three games.
Okay.
They're going to be fine.
All right.
They're going to be fine. And then, by the way, there's this other team in the area, apparently. It's an American League team called the Baltimore... Bird.
It'll come to
bird.
Me.
It starts with an O!
Orioles.
Yeah, that's it. It looks like they're going to make the playoffs as well.
Oh.
As a wild card.
Yeah. As a wild card.
Yeah, as a wild card.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So, you know.
Yeah.
There's that.
Now, you're excited about postseason play, though, aren't you?
Of course.
Yeah.
Who isn't?
Yeah, who wouldn't be?
Who isn't excited about that?
Yeah.
It looks like, and it may not happen for sure, but right now the Orioles and the Blue Jays are tied for the two wild card spots. However, the mighty Detroit Tigers are making a last season. Why do you
nothing,
chuckle?
Nothing.
Why are you chuckling at that?
Go ahead.
They are making a last season, late season push here. They've been on a roll, and they are currently only a game and a half out of that final wild card spot. So there are three games left to play pretty much for everybody. Now, there would be a tiebreaker. Oh, and this is an interesting thing about the Tigers. See, they're a game and a half out, right? What does that mean? They've got a game in hand. There was a game postponed earlier in the season. And it's possible that the Tigers could end up tied in that final wild card slot with the Orioles and the Blue Jays. If that's the case, they will play a tiebreaker against the Cleveland Indians on Monday.
Huh.
Now, the Cleveland Indians have already won the division. They're already in the playoffs. So, it'll be interesting if it comes down to that, you know, what kind of team do the Cleveland Indians field for that game? Because that could actually affect what ends up happening. It could knock the Orioles out or the Blue Jays.
Wow.
But the way it stands right now, it'll be a wild card game between the two American League birds, the Orioles and the Blue Jays.
Orioles and the Jays.
So it is possible that we could have a freeway series.
Yeah,
we could have it at 9:95.
I think that would be fun.
Thing, Orioles versus the Nats in the World Series.
It is now 5:51 on WMAL. Here's El Rushbo.
Well, it happened again, folks. A man that police say killed a motorist in Dallas and killed another victim in Cedar Hill, Texas, is in the country illegally. And he had been deported three times. Dallas County authorities say the suspect, Juan Navarro Rios, gave him a fake name. He has an extensive criminal history. He was convicted of assault in 1995. A year later, he was convicted of hindering prosecution and deported. But that didn't stop him. By 2009, he was deported again for re-entering the country and falsely claiming he was a citizen. The following year, he was prosecuted in Georgetown, Texas, for vehicle burglary. He went to prison, was released, and was once again deported in 2014. That didn't stop him. Now, after murdering two people, Juan Navarro Rios, the triple deportee, is once again behind bars. Now, here's the unpleasant reality we need to face. Murder victims like these in Texas mean nothing to politicians like Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and the Democrat Party. And they certainly mean nothing to so-called pro-immigration activist groups. The Democrats' agenda is to give so-called compassion, so-called sanctuary, and actual tax dollars to those who brazenly and repeatedly break our laws. Any serious attempt to get control of our southern border or punish those who breach it is met with vicious outrage. And if you demand change, they call you bigoted and racist, xenophobic, and all the rest. The question facing you this November is, are you fed up with this?
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I like them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Built for business. Waiting. No one enjoys it. With Comcast Business, you can do less of it. Because Comcast Business Internet is up to 5 times faster than DSL from the phone company, which means less waiting for things like security backups and file downloads. Plus, it's a better value when you select the fastest plan. So do what nearly 1,000 businesses do every day and choose Comcast Business. Unless you'd prefer to wait. Switch to Comcast Business Internet. Then add one voice line and TV for just $34.90 a month for 2 years. And ask about their low price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. That's 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 10/31/16. Restrictions apply. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
It's 5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270 southbound in the local lanes, those far right local lanes as you're coming southbound. Right as you pass 28-8, we still have the incident blocks the left lane of the two. So again, main lines open. It's the local lanes. You have a little bit of volume to get on through. Oh, brother, on the Beltway here at Bethesda, it's like a magnet this morning. I have another accident. This one's going to be on the outer loop after Connecticut Avenue. So if you're heading out of Silver Spring toward 270, keep alert. The crash after Connecticut Avenue along the left side. Starting to see those brake lights coming around the curve before you get to Connecticut Avenue. On the inner loop north of River Road before Old Georgetown Road, that crash cleared. 66 have a little bit of volume pushing in through Centerville. A little bit sluggish inside the Beltway through Falls Church. Now from Garage Door Repair. The WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Windy with scattered showers from this morning to the afternoon with a high near 67. Rain will continue tonight with a low of 65. Highs will reach the upper 70s this week, and showers will end early tomorrow, then dry on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 64 degrees in the nation's capital at 5:56.
With the presidential election looming in front of us, we know that many changes are imminent. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and while I can't guess what's going to happen with our borders or military, I can assure you that rates will be rising no matter who the next president will be. Rates are still the lowest they've ever been, and with a historical election about to be made in the U.S., why not make history in your own home by electing to call today and take advantage of refinancing, saving money, or paying off debt? With home values on the rise, some are voting to eliminate PMI and others to shorten their loan term. At Cornerstone First, our ballot options include reverse mortgages for seniors, FHA, VA, and as always, the guarantee to meet or beat any competitor on this very station. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you're looking to sell your home or if you know someone who wants to sell their home, then I'm here to tell you how important it is to call the right real estate agent. You need an experienced realtor that can get you top dollar and that gets results. My friends, realtors Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams are the best of the best. Debbie and Sarah are big-time real estate pros that are top-ranked by the Wall Street Journal with years of experience selling homes across the entire area. Listen, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds get their sellers 6% more money and sell three times faster than the average agent. Your home is one of the most important assets you have, and that's why you need big-time pros like Sarah and Debbie to help you make the most money. They already have over 5,500 ready home buyers in their exclusive database looking to buy right now. And to top it off, Debbie and Sarah will guarantee that if your home doesn't sell, they'll buy it for a price acceptable to you. Call the Reynolds team, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Depression. It defined who I was for so long. I couldn't focus at work, I had difficulty sustaining relationships, and I struggled with the side effects from my prescription medications.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
It's a non-drug therapy and it's completely non-invasive. I can go by myself and drive myself home. TMS therapy changed my life. And now, over a year after my remission, I'm feeling great. I don't know why I waited for so long.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now. Now accepting most insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
Coming up on WMAL.
Shouldn't you as a homeowner be able to do with your property as you please? And why would Arlington folks be interested in whether or not you're renting your house out to Airbnb? It's a controversy that's developing. We'll talk about it.
And a bunch of Star Trek alums have made an anti-Trump ad saying that Donald Trump and, by extension, conservative ideas don't mesh with the Star Trek philosophy. Are you sure about that?